There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Let's talk fintech now, financial technology, because UAE Exchange has launched a blockchain money transfer system with Ripple. That's the American company behind the third most popular cryptocurrency. UAE Exchange is the world's second biggest money transfer company, and the CEO is with us in the studio, Pramod Magat. Good to see you. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning.
So you announced this late last week. We knew it was coming, this deal with Ripple, but now it's been done. In simple terms that my grandmother could understand, what are you doing with Ripple?
So for us as UAE Exchange, money transfer is an important component of our business. And we always, our mission is to look at that, how can we bring that services in a most seamless, cost-efficient and a scalable manner. And we are always looking for a technology that could really help us. And we have seen that technology has helped us in the last 1.5 decade or so in really reinventing with the advent of APIs coming in to do the whole technology.
APIs are, remind me?
Which we link between systems where we talk each other on a real-time basis. And blockchain is the next wave of technology, and we feel that it can solve some of the large problems as we provide, because we are on a single network and we will be able to speak to each other, and we could make sure that we can offer instant messaging and make sure that we will be able to achieve the instant transfer of funds that we don't see on a daily basis to all parts of the world. Though through API, we've achieved that into South Asia, Southeast Asia markets. The opportunity is quite large when it comes to Western markets.
Okay, so Asia already pretty good, but the rest of the world is the opportunity. You're the world's number two money transfer company following your acquisition of Travelex a while ago, based here in the UAE, but the number two globally. In very simple terms, if I'm going to be sending money to, let's leave Asia aside because that already works quite well. If I'm going to be sending money to Africa this week, now you've launched this new system, what's different for me if I'm sending 5,000 dirhams back to Africa? How is my life different?
See, at this point of time, if you look at money transfer, to me, I term it as a two-speed world. The one speed is the first world, which is the messaging piece through API we have achieved instant, which that is the one speed. The second speed world is a settlement, because the money has to move between one country to another country, from UAE Exchange to another counterparty. Say you talked about Africa, or for that matter UK, it has to move, and that process is currently a very long process, and I would term it as an anarchic processes, where it takes almost 24 hours during a week, and it can go to 72 hours if it is during a weekend. And blockchain has the potential to really bring down that second speed world, which is not as fast as the first world, to really come closer to the reality and achieve the instant payment system that we are aspiring for.
So from 24 or 72 hours currently down to instant, blockchain can help make that happen.
Blockchain has the potential. It has the potential to really scale that to achieve that instant.
What's the cost? What does it do to cost?
Actually, the cost-wise, you know, we don't see, our initial analysis find that cost-wise is not really going to make substantial difference, because it is giving us a lot of discovery options. So we don't find that the cost will undergo substantial change.
That really surprises me, because we've had a number of people sitting in the chair that you're sitting in now coming in and telling us that blockchain is going to throw the exchange world upside down, because it's so much cheaper, because it will take the cost right down to almost micropayments. Why is it not doing it through you?
Yeah, I think the cost-wise, because, you know, the advantage, this is what, like, if you look at now, take it from a market like UAE, you are already on the bottom of the cost structures. If you compare that, for example, on the cost of remittances of sending money from UAE as compared to other parts of the world, UAE ranks as one of the cheapest place of remitting money, even by the World Bank or the G20 initiative of driving the cost of remittances. So you already seen the cost advantage of coming to do that, and we are on the bottom already onto it.
But could it get cheaper? I mean, does it bring your cost
down? It brings efficiencies. That's definitely a constant thing, because any technology brings in efficiencies, because it can take out the cost in terms of reconciliation and so on and so forth. That efficiencies help us to really scale scale the kind of activity that we are doing.
Are you passing on those cost savings to the customer?
That is a constant thing that we do, because if you look at it, that's what, go back to the same point, why UAE or GCC per se specifically, the cost remittance is so low, it's because of competition, and competition has always passed advantage to the consumer.
You've tied up with Ripple, which is an American company. When we think of Ripple, we think of cryptocurrency. It's the world number three. Bitcoin is number one. Ether or Ethereum is number two. And Ripple is number three. And it's a headline grabber. Talk us through that relationship between the Ripple that you're working with, or the bit of Ripple you're working with, and the cryptocurrency. Because people will hear Ripple and go, oh, cryptocurrency is either scary, or, oh, cryptocurrency, great, let's go investing.
So the Ripple cryptocurrency is XRP. So to make it very, very clear, we should have a distinction between crypto and blockchain. It's a two different things. What talking about is blockchain. We are not talking about crypto at all. Because end of the day, being a regulated business, we transfer money through the formal settlement modes, and we don't issue cryptos at all in our settlement modes. We still use fiats. We still use the kind of currency that we are going to do that. So the technology about blockchain, it's nothing to do with crypto at all.
Right, they're distinct. And let's talk about artificial intelligence. You're going down to the World Government Summit today. Brandy was there for 9 hours yesterday. And yesterday was all about artificial intelligence. And you were saying just before we came on air that this is something you're looking at very, very closely as a group. But specifically, which bit of AI, artificial intelligence, do you think will impact your world over the next 5 to 10 years?
I think a couple of things we feel that, you know, two existing efficiencies from a risk perspective. One is on the AML compliance, which is the anti-money laundering compliance world, which is a very important unknown world, which we really manage that. That is one aspect.
How would artificial intelligence help you manage that anti-money laundering aspect?
It helps us to write better algorithms into manage things, because, you know, we have to do a lot on sanction screening. We have to do a lot on profiling of the customers. We could get a lot of unknown data which are not available for that to do that. So we could write better algorithms with the kind of unknowns, and we could bring some bit more surrogates which can help us in writing and making sure that. Second world is a cyber world. And the third and important world, which we don't do that in UAE, but for our India business, which is the credit business, the consumer credit business, we already are done two POCs, and we are going live using AI-based lending.
So POC is?
Proof of concepts.
Okay, so you're using artificial intelligence with your lending business in India.
That's right.
And again, just explain in simple terms how that helps.
Because it helps us, because, you know, currently the way you look at credit is in a very conventional way of scoring the credit. But we can bring other elements of the credit for the kind of elements. Specifically, we're talking about the millennials where you come in newly into their work life. How can you bring the newer elements and use AI to really define the credit score? And helps us to make it access to the credit much more easier for them to activate into the business.
It's a very different world, I suspect, to the one that you entered when you started in this industry a few years ago, and will continue to change. UAE Exchange has, of course, just to recap, announced it's partnered with San Francisco-based Ripple blockchain technology in the money transfer business. Chief Executive Pramod Manga, always nice having you in the studio. Appreciate you joining
us
this morning.
Always a pleasure.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.